Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Monopoly. Have you ever played Monopoly?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I could not stand that game. I mean, it just affected me emotionally because it's so real. And
really?
But playing that game, Monopoly is where, you know, if you played it, you played it before, right?
Yeah,
where you, which particular figure did you like being? The shoe, the man, the thimble?
I think the thimble.
The shoe.
Thimbles? John, you like the thimble?
It was a cleat.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
A cleat. It was ballet shoes.
No. Football cleat.
It was a cleat.
The car.
Oh, the car. Hey, Chris is the car. Yeah, Chris has joined us this morning. It didn't really matter. I was focused more on what was happening, you know, the game. Mm-hmm. It had some little marker thing. But people were really intense what they were going to be. I'm not going to play if I'm not going to be the shoe. It's like, dude, it's just ballet
Never
slippers.
Mind.
Let's just move on. I mean, when they're already disputing before the game begins, it's going to be really, really rough.
It's going to be bad.
You know, in Monopoly works out where everybody has, you know, all the income is equally distributed. You know, like our, you know, redistribution of wealth has happened in the beginning of the game. Nobody owns anything. All you have is a chance to pursue happiness, right? You have a chance to pursue it. But the fact this thing is Monopoly, at some point in this pursuit of happiness, you know, because everybody has the same, in the beginning, everybody's equal. You know, all men are created equal by their creator, right? Sounds like something that they, about our, you know, anyway. And so then you begin to play. And as you begin to play, you have this chance where you're going to roll the dice and I'm going to try a business. You know, I'm going to try working this career. I'm going to go to college so I can learn how to, you know, it's just like life. You just roll the dice and all of a sudden it lands on a certain number, maybe you 2, 3, whatever. And you take your little ballet shoe, with Pat would be his ballet shoe. And then you move it, you know, like 3 steps or 4 steps. And then whatever, wherever you land on, you got to deal with that reality. That's kind of like life, you know. You have to deal with that reality. If you land on, you know, Park Place, or you land on Baltic Place, big difference in the two. And it's interesting. You start at Baltic and end up at Park Place, and then you have a choice, like everybody else. The choice is: do you want to do business? Do you want to buy this piece of property or this railroad or whatever, or do you just want to move on in life? And the first decision is, of course, you have to look at not only do I want it or not want it, is do I even have an option here? Do I have any cash?
Mm-hmm.
If they have, in the very beginning, you got cash, you know, you got something, but you might not have enough to be able to buy it. And so you decide, you know, I'm going to buy it. And when you buy it, you own it. And since you own it, when other people land on your particular property or whatever, they have to pay up, you know, they got to pay the rent, they got to pay the man.
Mm-hmm.
And, the only one that rejoices in that normally is the one that owns the particular pay me my money.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And it's so funny when the landlord is calling, they're not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a game. This is reality. And, you know, pay me my money. And, but the game, as the game continues to move along, it's just like, it seems, you know, hey, this is pretty cool. But then it gets to a point where, you know, you're landing on property that's not yours anymore. That the rent is increasing and it's going up, and you're having to pay at times, you know, it depends where, I think, how the dice are rolling in your life, how the dice are landing, you know, how your pursuit's going, that, and it's just the roll of the dice. And that's what life is. Life is, you know, just try it. You don't know how it's going to end up. But there comes a point, though, if you keep playing this game and don't pause for a moment and rethink it, it gets really bad. Because when you don't have any more money left, then on the back of these little pieces of property has a deed or whatever, and it tells you that you can actually mortgage this property, which means give it to the bank for collateral, and you can get a percentage of its value, and they'll give you that money, and so you can begin to spend more money, probably paying rent if you're mortgaging properties.
Mm-hmm.
And as you keep landing, because there's so many people playing the game, then you don't own everything. Mm-hmm. And you're just hoping that you are able to land on a piece of your property somewhere. And if you don't, then you end up having to do business with whoever owns that piece of particular land. You owe them property. So you mortgage and mortgage and mortgage and mortgage to whatever, all the pieces of property that you bought. or are mortgaged, and then you find out then at some point in the game that you no longer own those properties. The bank owns those properties.
Mm-hmm.
And if you keep playing this game, it's not going to be well. If you keep throwing the dice when you're in these predicaments, you could have quit throwing the dice in your life before you had to mortgage your properties. You could have stopped throwing the dice earlier on, and that's a choice that you have. But if you keep throwing the dice and having to mortgage your properties and you know, borrow money from the banks and all that, it's not going to end well.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, somebody, the first person that begins to go out and it's last man wins, that he ends up saying or she ends up saying, see, I'll tell you what. That's how it starts. I tell you what. It's like the politician, right?
I'm going to make you a deal.
I'm going to make you a deal. You know, this innocent game now is you got some 12-year-old kid looking at his mama saying, you know, mama, all your properties are mortgaged. So I'll tell you what, mom. And it's like, dude, that's your mother. That's your mother. And he says, if you give me, the player starts saying, I want some of your property. I want some of what you got. And so then they barter back and forth, but then that doesn't last forever. That doesn't last forever. For so eventually you don't have property anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then since they got your property, they got your money.
Mm-hmm.
You're out of the game. You're out of the game. And the more that individual gets of properties, the least you have. And eventually every time you roll the dice, you're going to end up on China's property.
Mm.
It's a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call it. Monopolies when you have the upper hand on everything. You own the majority of the property. And if you sneeze, you owe me money.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing at this point, you know, China, 46 cents on every dollar is borrowed from other countries. We are just like playing that game Monopoly. We're continuing to throw the dice. We're not dealing with our realities of where we're at. We're treating reality like it's a game. And just like it is in the game, at some point, they're going to say, okay, you don't have money. Then I'll take your battleships. Or then I'll take your parks.
Mm-hmm.
Or then I'll take your airline industry. Or then I'll take your chain of hotels. Or then I'll take... And that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly the same thing. And right now, as we speak... China is the particular solar company that we started and that went bankrupt and that the government funded mm-hmm. with our stimulus money is now China's actually buying it out of bankruptcy.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
They're buying it out of bankruptcy. But some particular airline leasing company is being bought
AIG.
AIG is being bought. And these different companies. So we're at that point now when we should have stopped rolling the dice sometime back, but we're still rolling them, not realizing this is not a game. And at some point, you know, they're gonna call in stuff and things and property. And we're watching China do it right now. And it's like, but no, everybody's continuing to throw the dice. Nobody's willing to say we have to stop this insanity. If not, this game's not going to end well, and our lenders are going to have a monopoly over us. And no matter where we land, we're going to land on their property, and they're going to say, pay me.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're going to say, I tell you what, if you do this and this, then we'll do that. And the truth is, the only reason that person in the game monopoly is dealing with the other player is because they have no other choices.
Mm-hmm.
They have no other choices. They try to kick and scream. They're gonna give you their low rented property. But you know, next time around, that's gonna be yours too.
I'll give you one free pass.
Yeah, I'll give you one. Are there free passes in Monopoly?
No, you won't have to pay rent on my property if you land once.
Yeah, I remember years ago I was playing that as a kid with my family, and I was asking probably my mother, you know, about paying up rent or something. My dad looks at me and says, you shouldn't be doing that. That's where I get that from. It's like, you know, you just get that feeling. It's like when it's too real. It's mm-hmm. too real. When people are threatening you and to take your property and your finances. And it's like, why play the game? Why not just live life and understand? But this is where we are in our government. You know, $16 trillion. We have our future is mortgaged. The future of our children is mortgaged. things that used to be owned by us is now flipped over, and all you have is the value of the mortgage on the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the credit card debt? What is the credit card debt now? And the $15,000 per family or $21,000 per family, 8 credit cards, something of that nature.
Yeah.
I remember you talking about that. That it's just mortgage. Everything's just mortgage to the hilt. The question is, who owns it? Who owns this debt? Who is this player on the board called Monopoly that's going to begin to say, I tell you what, you know, that little state called California, that state called New Jersey, that state called Maine. I mean, at some point, you got to start paying them.
Mm-hmm.
And if we say, well, we're just going to print money and give it to you, understanding that it's going to be just like the game Monopoly. All of a sudden, at some point in the game, they say, you owe me. You know, let's make a deal. We're going to have to do something here. And you know, if you want to survive in hopes that they land on some of your properties and somehow the economy shifts in the future, then you begin to give them things you never would have gave them before. And in the context of that, we understand that that's not good in reality.
Right.
That's not good. You think about it, when in the very beginning, when the financial crisis started happening in 2007, the perfect financial storm, and they started creating the stimulus money, and they started giving it to the banks. And I never did understand, this is what I said then, and what they're saying now, but it's, you know, hindsight's,
mm-hmm.
you don't want to hear it. But if they would have just gave the money in a voucher format to the people who own the mortgages, or who actually had the mortgage properties, because that's the citizens, it's government by the people and for the people.
Sure.
And so if you're going to take their tax money, why not give it to them and let them pay it on their mortgage? And if they paid it on their mortgage, well, guess who gets the money then? The bank gets the money.
Right.
But what happens? Then their house had a payment paid on it, or 6 payments paid on it. And now they're not upside down in their houses, and they didn't get behind, and it just worked.
Mm-hmm.
But
their
credit
card debt was $7,100, by the way.
Yes, $7,100 per family. And but instead of giving it to the citizens whose taxes it was, they gave it to the banks. And now we are caught with a 23 million jobs loss, where homes upside down, you know, vacant houses everywhere. And it's because, like, why did we give the money to the banks? Why did we give it to the banks? And they say, well, it was because the bank is the one that actually owned the property, because just like Monopoly, the people had mortgaged their homes to be able to have the lifestyle that they wanted to be able to stay in the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like Monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
And so who owned the home was the bank. They didn't, you know, if you have a mortgage on your home, you don't own your home. It's actually the bank's home. You can kick and scream it all you want to and say you own it, but stop paying your payments and you'll find out who owns your home.
Right.
All the judges in your area and lawyers in your area and police officers will explain to you in detail as they escort you out of the bank's property that that's not your home.
Right.
And the reason why they gave the money to the banks is because it was the bank's property. And we're so far outside of reality, because we've been playing this game for so long, this credit game, that we don't realize. We just call it ours. We just say it's ours. But as long as there's a mortgage on it, no matter how big the mortgage is, it is the bank or the lending institution's house. And now America is that way. America has played Monopoly in the world in $16 trillion. And think about it. Right now, the interest rate is like zilch. It's like nothing. But imagine it going to 2-3% on $16 trillion. That's like $300 billion interest, just interest payments, interest payments. And because the interest rate is so low, even though we've raised all this spending money and borrowed all this money, because the interest rate is so low, our interest payments haven't changed hardly at all, because even though we borrowed a lot of money, they lowered the interest rate, the Federal Reserve did. And so it seems like, hey, what's going to happen when all of a sudden, when this financial cliff happens and then recession kicks in and then interest rates go up, and now the $16 trillion, soon to be whatever trillion, is going to have 2-3% interest on it. That's like $300 billion in interest that now we owe because we borrowed it. And it's like, it's Monopoly.
Wow.
It's the game Monopoly. And you can't, like, the game Monopoly, you can say, well, I'm just not going to play anymore. It's over anyway. I'm just playing myself. There's nothing left for me. If I just keep on playing, I'm just going to continue to surrender my property over. And people say, oh, be a good sport. A good sport is like, drain every drop of blood out of you till you give all the property over, right? And it's like, is that a good sport? That's a game.
All right.
You can't flip over your county or your nation and your pieces fly everywhere like some spoiled brat and say, I'm not going to play anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's real.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is real. And that's where we are. We are right now in a place that a communist country owns more of our debt than anybody else in the world, who murders any child above one in the family. They force them to have abortions in the context of their government. It does not let one citizen outside of a few government officials to own any property in China. The government owns it all. And they're the ones that are beginning to own us.
Mm.
Beginning to own us. And we keep throwing the dice. We refuse to sit down and to balance the budget. We refuse to sit down and balance our own budgets. We refuse to spend within our means. And it's just like, this is not good. And it is like Monopoly, but it's not a game. So I just want to encourage you that when you're talking to your legislators, when you're talking, sending messages to the White House, you know, first check your house. You know, find out the decisions that you're making, because you need to be free from and begin to believe God for being free from these bondages and lenders. That when it all boils down to it, they're not going to write you the check. They're going to write the check to the bank or the lending institutions, because that's who actually owns it.
Mm-hmm.
And I sure would hate to find out that somebody called in the note on America, because that's all it would take.
Yeah.
You know, for Chinese people say, well, we wouldn't buy their products anymore. Listen, you don't know Americans. If they see a good deal, they'll continue.
Ship from Argentina. Come on.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But if, you know, people's like, if I find a good deal, it's like, don't you know who makes that and where that comes from and the kind of labor behind that? But yeah, man, you get two for 40, you do $2. Like, you know, there's like the deal thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very interesting times. I didn't like Monopoly. I've never really liked Monopoly. I played it, you know, as a kid and as a young man with others, but it just felt bad because of what you had to do to win. And I would win and feel guilty about winning. I mean, they just kept on, you know, sometimes you play and have a good time with somebody and it's like, I just keep winning this game. And it doesn't feel good as a Christian to have to foreclose on somebody's property and these different things. And so I just don't mess with it. But the reality is right now we're living in a game called Monopoly. And of course, at the very beginning, you know, everything is equally distributed and everybody has a chance. And it's like, you have a chance for the pursuit of happiness, just like we're given, you know, by our founding documents. But at some point, when you keep throwing the dice, it's not everybody's not going to find happiness in the context of keep on taking chance after chance after chance after chance.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are. You know, we need to realize, just like the game of Monopoly, we can't mortgage our future. We have to stop and say, listen, this is insane. If we keep this up, one man will own everything. The richest person, the one with the most property and the most money, will win, and we will end up in servitude.
Mm-hmm.
We will end up just having to do what they want us to do. They tell us, hey, this is what I'll do for you. This is what I'll do for you. And it seemed bad in the game, but believe me, it's going to be way worse in life.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.